20 minutes now past 6 o'clock. It can often seem like kids and seniors are two solitudes defined by easy stereotypes, but one generation rolling on skateboards, plugged into their headphones, the other one plugged into hearing aids and pushing a walker. But on Saturday, tomorrow, communities across the country are calling on the young and the old to reach across that generation gap with even the simplest gesture. Among them, 47 BC communities are proclaiming June the 1st as Intergenerational Day. Sharon McKenzie is the driving force behind the effort to encourage the young and the old to connect, and she's with us here on the line this morning. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Nice introduction. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about Intergenerational Day. What's going to be happening?
Well, yeah, you described it very well in your introduction. It can be very small things. There's some excellent projects and programs that are in place right across BC and right across the country, and quite often no one knows about them, and they're amazingly rich opportunities for making those connections, making those bridges. So it's a day for those people to celebrate, to share with their communities that richness. But there's also that opportunity for, and I'll give an example. I sent the news story saying that, you know, 93 cities, 95 cities actually now across Canada were signed on to looking at tomorrow as Intergenerational Day Canada. I sent it to your CBC office in Victoria, and they said they'd get right back to me. And Debbie, who received the press release, didn't get back to me right away. And so when she phoned, she apologized, and she said, well, after I read this, I got on the phone and I phoned my 99-year-old uncle, and that's what it's about. It's about making those connections, because with our busy lives, lots of times we forget to connect with a young niece or nephew or a young next-door neighbor friend, or we just forget to, we maybe even don't even have their number in our phone, and we don't bother to raise our hand when we pass them. So it's just opportunities like that to actually make those connections. And some of those opportunities can be more formal, and one such example might be that, you know, students or a group goes to a senior care facility or connects with seniors in some way on a regular basis. So those are the kinds of things that can be celebrated as well.
In fact, this idea, it grew out of your experience as a teacher with a project called the Meadows School in Coldstream, BC.
Well, yeah, well, it's called the Meadows School Project, and it took place in school district.
What did you do?
Well, what we did was for 8 years, I took my intermediate class of students, and we created a makeshift classroom in a senior care facility, and we went to school for 2 full months in that care facility. And there are other examples across the country of that's called site sharing, so that you're both in the same building. But what we did was we called it actually intergenerational immersion. So we were sort of following after the French immersion idea. And what we did was we actually combined our schedules. So we combined curriculum and service learning, so the kids helped out while we were there setting tables and things like that, as well as one-on-one involvement with the seniors and the kids.
What are some of the biggest misunderstandings you think exist between these two generations, the young and the old?
Well, I was working with some people from Tuktoyaktuk, and for them it was language, if you can believe it. You know, the older generation spoke Dene and not English very well, and the younger generation spoke English and had very little Dene. So it can be something as fundamental as that, not having languages even between generations that we share. But I think in a lot of cases our society has helped us to have this this sort of sequestering of the different groups. You know, you have your kids in the elementary school, kids are in the elementary school, the high school kids are in the high school, the workplace people are downtown working away, and the senior people are in senior residences or communities. And even though we do that with an eye to it being very efficient and giving good service, we really lose that connection. So lots of times we actually just create those fissures between the generations, and when do they have a chance to cross over?
Well, and you know, the younger generation now, and I hate to cast aspersions here, but the younger generation are becoming even more secluded, if you will, because of technology. They're more into their own peer group, and they're not reaching out outside of that. How do we break through that?
Well, you know, it's sort of just, it's not hard to break through. It honestly isn't. And we have one example, we have one of those Meadows School projects actually in operation up in Williams Lake. And they were telling me that they have a Wii, and we are very popular in senior residences because it gives seniors opportunities to, you know, become
exercise.
Active. Yeah, exercise. And so when the kids found out when they got there that they had this at the facility, they were so excited. So, of course, they raced down and they were kind of really into it. And then all of a sudden they realized that, and, you know, what was it? Just that human kindness, that, you know, catch of the eye or the touch of the hand, whatever, that it was more fun to find out the stories about the seniors and go for a walk than it was to do that. So they just put it in a cupboard. They put it away. So lots of times it's just giving people time to do that, to actually connect. And it's not that you have to, one of the things that our society tells people is it just has to be really simple and fun, and you have to do it together. That's
it. So tomorrow we celebrate Intergenerational Day.
Mm-hmm.
What happens on June the 2nd?
Well, that's, you know, that's a very good comment. And we've been actually just looking at the June 2nds, June 3rds, May 5ths, and so forth, going through the year day by day with our organization. And 4 years ago, when we decided to make this focus day, we really were looking at locally organized events. But this year we thought, you know, we're going to really strike out across the country because it's a focus day. It's one of those things that gets past you, and you think, oh, yeah, well, we do that. And then you stop and think about it. And, you know, it's lots of times it's really, really hard to connect with your grandparent or to get, you know, all of your kids under your roof so that you can have a visit or to even take time to talk to your next-door neighbor who's of a different generation. So this day is really meant to remind everyone and for communities right across the country to pull together, and we're hoping they'll share some of their information and their celebrations, et cetera, with us so that we can put it on our website and share it with the rest of Canada so they can get on board too.
Well, Sharon, best of luck with it. Great idea. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon McKenzie, Executive Director of Intergenerational Society of Canada. And tomorrow is Intergenerational Day. So if there's nothing formal organized, just pick up the phone and phone your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents, your mom, your dad, whatever, and reach across the generations.